Welcome to another Astros podcast.
And welcome back. Robert Ford and Steve Sparks joined by Astros General Manager Jeff Luhnow ahead of the Astros series finale against the Texas Rangers. And this series with the Rangers, Jeff, starting a stretch in which you play 13 straight games against first place teams, go to Cleveland, then come home, play the Cubs and the Rangers. And I mean, certainly when you look ahead and at this team's postseason chances and trying to get into the playoffs for a second straight year, I mean, this is a pretty key stretch and a very tough stretch.
Well, it is. And I think if, you know, back at the end of April, if you had told me that we were going to be in the wild card mix beginning of September, I would have been very happy about that. Obviously, our performance against the Rangers hasn't been what we'd like it to be, but we're going to have to beat good teams to get to the playoffs. We know that, and hopefully that starts today.
Jeff, it was a tough debut for Brady Rogers yesterday, but he probably embodies the development stage you guys are looking for as guys that get better each and every year, rewarded with the PCL Pitcher of the Year. What a great year for him, and what a great opportunity this last month of the season.
It really was, and he'll get a chance to pitch some more in the month of September. I think it's always difficult when you've been a starter your entire career and life to come into a situation like he had to come into yesterday against that lineup and that situation. But he's going to be fine. He's going to be a contributor this September, and I think he's really got a shot to make our rotation next year. And you know, there's not a lot left for him to do in the minor leagues, that's for sure.
Jeff, when you look at this Texas Rangers team, and you're talking about this lineup and all those things, why is it tough for this Astros team to match up against the Rangers? Have you pinpointed anything that you think you can address?
It's hard to really pinpoint it. I think they take comfortable at-bats against our pitching, and I'm not really sure why the opposite isn't true. I mean, you look up and down their lineup, they don't seem to be intimidated at all. They seem to, you know, from 1 to 9, they seem to be able to put the ball in play and go the other way and do some things that we just haven't been able to do against their pitching. So I don't know. Hopefully it won't continue. I know our guys are working hard to figure out what it is about this rivalry right. That's working in their favor. But, you know, we'll figure it out sooner or later.
You brought up some guys when rosters expanded earlier this week in time for the start of this series. And, you know, more call-ups are planned on Tuesday, day after the season ends at AAA Fresno and AA Corpus Christi, the regular season anyhow. Do you think, obviously things can always change if there's an injury or some sort, but do you think after Tuesday that's probably it as far as the September call-ups go?
I do. I think, you know, we brought up 3 or 4 guys. We're going to have a couple more. That's really enough. We don't want to necessarily carry mid-30s or high-30s guys around every game. The guys we brought up are guys that we feel have a chance to play in a game given a certain situation. So, you know, it's a good opportunity for Gustavo and Hoyt to get their feet back in the big leagues and you know, Rogers to get his feet wet and the guys that come up next week. So we'll have a good group, and certainly if there's an injury or we need someone, we'll go down and grab somebody, but I think that'll be it.
Yuli Gurriel getting the start at first base yesterday. That's been a problem spot. Do you think that he could be the answer at first base in the years to come, or are you still going to have to think about it and maybe move him around left field and some third base?
Well, I think a lot depends on how things go in the offseason and in spring training, and if A.J. Reed continues to develop and what our other options are in left field and so forth and how free agency goes. But the nice thing is that Yuli has demonstrated an ability to play multiple positions. He's already played left, first, and third for us, and you know we know he can play second as well. So this is a guy that's very versatile, and the reason he's going to be out there is really what we've seen so far. He can put the ball in play. He takes good at-bats, and you know, he keeps a decent batting average and does all the right things, and that's a useful guy to have.
More with Astros General Manager Jeff Luhnow right after this.
Visit Astros.com/radio to hear all your favorite players, up-to-date interviews, highlights, and more. Get connected with your Astros at Astros.com/radio.
And welcome back. Once again, joined by Astros General Manager Jeff Luhnow before the Astros wrap up their series with the Rangers. And Jeff, the Arizona Fall League roster's coming out, and 5 Astros prospects heading to that Arizona Fall League. Pitchers Francis Martes, David Paulino, and Jacob Doris. Garrett Stubbs, a catcher. Outfielder Ramon Laureano also. And always a nice way to reward some of the better prospects in the organization, guys who have had good years, and give them an opportunity to play with and against some of the best talent in the minor leagues throughout the game of baseball.
No question about it. And I'm really excited about the group that we're sending this year. In the past, we've sent position players that we really felt have a chance to impact our big league club. But this year, we're sending some pitchers as well that have a chance to impact our big league club, and especially some of the Latin pitchers that we're sending in Martes and Paulino. So it'll be it'll be great to give them an opportunity against high-level competition. And Garrett Stubbs has had an incredible year under the radar for us, probably one of our brightest catching prospects, and doing well at Double-A. So this is a guy that could be in our mix as soon as next year.
Jeff, can you talk about Dean Dietz? He was in Lancaster for most of the season, but it seems like the rise has been real, and he's demonstrated that in his last two starts. Since he's gotten called up to Corpus Christi, he's won his first two Texas League starts, and he blanked San Antonio in each of those two starts and struck out 17, two walks, hasn't given up a run yet in Double-A. Tell us about Dean Dietz.
Yeah, he's been impressive. This is a guy we drafted in 2014, I don't know, it was 14th, 15th round, something like that, out of college. And his first year, he just did not have a good short season with us, and then followed up last year, pretty good year across two levels. And this year, you know, to put together any sort of good numbers in Lancaster is difficult to do. He earned the promotion and now has had a couple good starts, like you mentioned. You know, last night he was 91 to 95, and he's got good secondary pitches, and he's able to command them all. So definitely a guy that's climbing up our list internally, and I think he's got a chance to show up on a couple prospect lists externally as well. So I think his future's bright for Dean Dietz.
Well, you have a couple of teams in the postseason with the minor league seasons ending on Monday, Labor Day, tomorrow at Corpus Christi and Lancaster, both advancing to the postseason once again. And when you start to look at those teams in the system that you know are going to the postseason, you always try and bring up a few guys maybe to try and reinforce the rosters that they already have.
Well, I think the reality is when you have multiple teams competing for playoff spots, you can't really rob Peter to pay Paul, or whatever that expression is. You know, we got Lancaster and Corpus both in the postseason, and they both have a chance to do well. But both of those teams, we didn't move guys down from AAA to reinforce AA or likewise for High A. I think both those teams have a shot to win their respective championships this year, and certainly would be great to get that Texas League championship. It's one that's eluded us for a while, and we'd love to have it in Corpus.
One of the new additions for the Hooks, and he'll be a big part of that playoff team, is Drew Ferguson, an outfielder. He's had a great year in two stops, Lancaster and with Corpus Christi. Tell us about that outfielder.
Yeah, no, he's an athletic outfielder, and he puts the ball in play, and he knows how to do all the right things, and he really adds another dimension to that team. They've got a good ball club, and he lengthens out the lineup there. So, you know, Corpus has a chance with their pitching that's top-notch, and the hitters, including Stubbs and the rest of the guys. I think they got a chance to do some damage in the playoffs.
All right, Astros General Manager Jeff Luno, thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks for having me on, guys.
Robert Ford, Steve Sparks, on your radio, the Houston Astros Radio Network.